Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Start with Strategy Craft Your Personal Real Estate Portfolio for Lasting Financial Freedom is a nonfiction real estate investing guide by Dave Meyer, published under the BiggerPockets ecosystem. The book is aimed at readers who already understand that real estate can build wealth, but need help deciding how to shape that wealth into a strategy that fits their own goals, resources, and risk tolerance. Rather than presenting a universal formula, Meyer argues that investors should begin with a clear personal plan and then choose tactics that support it. The book is positioned as a practical framework for beginner to intermediate investors who want to avoid analysis paralysis and scattered decision-making. It combines strategic thinking with accessible tools, such as worksheets, spreadsheets, and a strategy toolkit. The central purpose is not to teach every technical detail of deal analysis, but to help readers design a coherent portfolio approach that can adapt over time and support long-term financial freedom. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why real estate strategy should start with personal goals, not property selection. A core idea in the book is that many investors begin in the wrong place they look for deals before they define what they are trying to achieve. Meyer shifts the process by asking readers to clarify their vision first, then select strategies that align with that vision. This matters because real estate investing contains many valid paths, including cash flow, appreciation, tax efficiency, leverage, and portfolio growth. But no single approach fits every person. By starting with goals, the investor avoids choosing properties that look attractive on paper but do not match their preferred lifestyle, time horizon, or financial needs. The book frames strategy as a filter, not a slogan. It helps readers decide what to buy, why to buy it, and when to hold, refinance, or scale. This is especially useful for people who are overwhelmed by competing advice and need a decision-making structure that prevents reactive investing. Secondly, the Buy Box Framework as a tool for disciplined deal selection. The book emphasizes creating a personalized buy box, which is essentially a set of criteria that defines the kinds of deals an investor should pursue. This is more than a simple checklist. It becomes a discipline mechanism that keeps the investor focused on deals that fit the overall strategy, rather than chasing opportunities that do not serve the portfolio. A buy box can reflect property type, market, financing approach, cash flow expectations, and other practical limits tied to the investor's capacity and objectives. Meyer's point is that good investing is not only about finding deals, but about filtering them efficiently. That is valuable because the real estate market presents constant noise. And without a clear filter, investors may spend too much time evaluating properties that should have been excluded immediately. The framework encourages consistency, reduces indecision, and makes it easier to act when the right opportunity appears. Thirdly, allocating capital, time, and attention across a real estate portfolio, another major theme is resource allocation. The book treats investing as an exercise in managing limited resources rather than simply accumulating assets. Readers are encouraged to assess how much capital they have, how much time they can devote to operations, and how much complexity they can realistically handle. That perspective is important because many investors focus only on returns and ignore the operational burden that comes with different strategies. For example, a high-maintenance property or an active renovation strategy may look attractive financially, but can be a poor fit if the investor lacks time or systems. Meyer's framework asks readers to match strategy with available resources so that the portfolio remains sustainable. This makes the book practical for both new investors and those who already own property but need to reevaluate whether their current structure still makes sense. The result is a more deliberate approach to scaling, where growth is tied to capacity rather than excitement. Fourthly, using long-term time horizons and risk planning to build resilience. The book also places strong emphasis on time horizon and risk mitigation. Meyer presents real estate as a long-term asset class, but he does not treat long-term ownership as automatic security. Instead, he encourages investors to think ahead about market cycles, financing changes, and personal life changes that can affect portfolio performance. This is where strategy becomes protective as well as growth-oriented. A thoughtful portfolio should be able to withstand economic shifts, which means the investor needs to consider leverage, liquidity, reserves, and the ability to adjust rather than overcommitting to a single scenario. The book's value lies in making resilience part of the planning stage, not an afterthought. But that approach is especially relevant in an uncertain market where investors may be tempted to optimize only for current conditions. By connecting goals to a realistic time horizon, the book helps readers make choices that are less fragile and more adaptable over years rather than months. Lastly, balancing growth, cash flow, and flexibility across changing market conditions, Meyer's framework does not reduce success to buying more property. It asks readers to think about how portfolios can produce both returns and flexibility over time. That includes decisions about refinancing, cash flow management, and how to redeploy equity rather than assuming the original structure should remain fixed. This is one reason the book is more strategic than purely technical. It looks at how an investor can maximize portfolio usefulness, not merely property count. The emphasis on adaptability also matters because market conditions change, and a portfolio that works in one environment may become inefficient in another. By encouraging readers to reassess strategy as conditions shift, the book treats investing as an ongoing process of optimization. The practical benefit is that readers are less likely to become trapped by a rigid plan. Instead, they learn to treat real estate as a dynamic system in which holding, refinancing, and scaling decisions should all support the same long-term objective of financial freedom. In conclusion, this book is best suited for beginner to intermediate real estate investors, especially those who already believe in the power of real estate but are unsure how to build a portfolio that fits their own life. It will also help investors who feel stuck between too many strategies and need a framework for making decisions with more clarity. The main benefit is practical orientation readers come away with a structured way to define goals, filter opportunities, allocate resources, and plan for risk. That makes the book useful not only as an introduction, but also as a reset for investors who have been acting tactically without a clear portfolio thesis. Compared with many real estate books that focus heavily on deal analysis, financing mechanics, or broad motivational advice, this one stands out for treating strategy itself as the starting point. Its strength is the combination of accessibility and structure. It does not try to teach every technical detail, but it does offer a coherent method for building a personalized plan that can evolve with market conditions and life changes. In that sense, it functions as a strategic companion for anyone who wants real estate to support financial freedom without losing personal direction. If you would like to support Dave Meyer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.